The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and it is summertime, and it is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this morning is Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we were talking about summer songs and summertime, and the sun is out, y'all, this morning. Finally.
All the kids are out.
Yeah, the kids are out. She says with this big smile.
Yay.
So how are you? What's going on in your world?
Good, good. We've been busy, actually,
yeah.
especially the last couple of months. Yeah.
Okay.
With, some people are coming in more with seasonal allergies again.
I was going to say, I'm wondering, you know, imagine in your business there is kind of like seasonal things that happen.
Yes. So seasonal things, we have seasonal things, and then we also have conditions that come in that are consistent. Like,
mm-hmm.
of course, we've talked a lot about stress and how it makes certain conditions like autoimmune disorders and chronic pain worse, or either neuropathy, how stress can make that worse. And actually, because, you know, pain is stress.
Mm-hmm.
So we also see with the warmer weather and the storms, more people suffering from migraines, because those are big triggers for migraines with
a lot
of people.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Storms are?
Well,
storms,
I know,
low
because
pressure.
Of the pressure.
Right.
And sometimes the humidity can make, we've noticed that can make that fullness in
mm-hmm.
the head worse. You know, maybe different foods that we're eating during the summertime are you know, the same. They can trigger different things in
mm-hmm.
the body. So, you know, with the seasons, we also look at the seasons. It's not the primary thing, you know, but we look at the seasons and just the different lifestyle that changes could change during the summer. Some people find summer more relaxing. Some people may find that their kids are out of school, or they're actually more busy because they're, you know, vacations and visiting family and everything. So that can cause more stress.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at the patient that comes in, we have to look at all these different things. You know, of course, they're coming in with a complaint, but we also want to look at the other things that may be in their life that are causing that, and then also discuss that as well. But otherwise, you know, we're a results-driven clinic. You know, our mission is simple. It's basically to help people feel better, function better, and live better lives. You know, we're not a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we partner with patients, you know, that are committed, that want to feel better and get lasting results. Because a lot of the patients that come in have these, you know, we develop sometimes our lifestyle around our illness or around our condition and stuff.
True.
Like that. Because,
yeah.
you know, we can't just get up in the morning and it's really easy like it used to be. And so we have to maybe get up a little later or adjust, or we can't go out and do the activities that we wanted to do, or play with the kids, or, you know, play with the grandkids because of this. And a lot of times that can create just a shift in your life, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes depression, stress. So we look at, you know, I know holistic is kind of overly used sometimes, but we do have to look at the bigger picture of what's going on so we can get to the root problem.
So we're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola here on Pep Talk. If you have a question about acupuncture, some of the holistic methods that they use, some of the different things that she's talking about this morning, just text it in at 850-437-1620. And I thought it might be interesting to find out, because you do have a medical background,
mm-hmm.
why you decided to open up a clinic. How all of this got started?
Well, I think I had been nursing an RN in the hospitals for over 16 years. And after a while, you start seeing the same patterns and the same thing. You see people, okay, this medication isn't working, so we're adding more meds, or we're taking away this and we're doing surgery. And then so it became like a revolving door. So, you know, you see how someone's illness or disorder can affect even the family. It affects everybody around them, especially when it's a chronic thing. So I had had acupuncture for, because I suffer from migraines and low back pain. I had, you know, been in sports and everything, mm-hmm. and probably was a little bit too, like, I'm invincible. I can
do
anything.
When you're young,
yes.
you're not really worried yeah. about paying the price. And unfortunately, some of that comes back later.
Exactly. And that's another thing, you know, people come in and they're like, well, this, you know, I hit my head, you know, years ago, but the body remembers, mm-hmm. you know, the body stores a lot of that trauma, whether it be physical, emotional trauma. And so we just don't recognize it because we keep on going on
right.
with our lives.
Right.
Yeah. So I had had acupuncture, series of treatments for both back pain and migraines, and I didn't really think about it. Like, I was like, oh, that's, you know, something that maybe I'll go to back to school for, because I was burnt out of being an RN. So when I went back to school, I just fell in love with the medicine. So, and a lot of people think, okay, it's like a 6-week certification or something like that, but it is a licensure. So, mm-hmm. It's something that you want to make sure that when you do go to an acupuncturist, that they are licensed in your state. And cause it's a 3 to 4 year program.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that long.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then, we also have 4 boards. Florida is really good. Our scope of practice is large. And so, they're pretty strict on, you know, who's licensed.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good regimen on licensing practitioners. So after I went back to school, fell in love with the medicine. I was doing both practicing as an RN and acupuncturist. But then I just was getting such great results that I saw, you know, I was like, okay, I'm just going to focus on opening a clinic. And so I did have a clinic down in St. Pete, but when I did move up here a couple of years ago, I saw the need for it as well. So we've been open for a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we see people from Gulf Shores. We have a few patients that come from Bruton and Navarre. So we see people come from all over, because a lot of times they've tried everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are just wanting some kind of relief or results.
Okay, it's so interesting to hear your story. Mm-hmm. So now maybe explain what acupuncture is, because
yeah.
there's a lot of misinformation out there, I
yes.
think, about it. And I've had the privilege of doing it, where it has helped mm-hmm. me tremendously. And I know other people that it's helped so much. But kind of, you know, how does it work? Because it is a little woo-woo, you
yes.
know, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so, but there is kind of a science to it, really.
Yes.
And it's been around thousands of
yep.
years.
It's been around about 3,000 years.
It's just hard to even get your mind around.
Yes. But it has evolved, because initially they used, you know, shaved bone as
Ooh,
needles.
Oh gosh.
Yes.
Oh no.
So
you.
It,
no thanks.
Yes.
No
it
thanks.
Has.
You're not using those, are you?
No. The needles are hair thin, very thin, like, you know, and a lot of misconception is that it hurts, but it doesn't hurt. It shouldn't hurt. You may feel like a little prick.
I didn't really feel anything.
No,
to be honest.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it's so you shouldn't hurt, because a lot of times you're coming in for pain. So your brain's like, wait a second, you know, I'm going to go get needles stuck in my body for pain.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very hair thin like needles. They're placed in specific points depending on what you're coming in for and your symptoms and your length of history of that condition. So we place them in specific areas depending on what you come in for. And then we leave them in for about 25, 30 minutes. A lot of times people fall asleep or they just read their phone. We come in, check on you, make sure everything feels okay. But it shouldn't hurt. It doesn't hurt, or at least my treatments don't hurt. So
that's good.
If somebody has experienced it, you know, I do apologize if they've, you know, had any pain. But it specifically works on each of the different systems of the body.
That was going to be my next question.
Yep.
So the needles are in. So
yep.
now what is happening? What
yeah.
are they doing, so to speak?
So a lot of times, depending on the points, they'll release neurotransmitters, like the feel-good neurotransmitters, like endorphins or serotonin. And it helps the body into that parasympathetic state, which usually we're in the sympathetic, which is the fight or flight. So that's what, you know, so many conditions start from stress or are flared up from stress. So we want to place the needles in specific places so that it calms the body down and works on the specific area that is giving you problems.
No, that makes perfect sense. So we do have a question from one of our listeners. The question is, I have lymphedema in my arm from treatment for breast cancer. Can acupuncture help with that?
Yes. We have a few patients currently that have had breast cancer. And then there, of course, there's different symptoms that come from that, either, you know, neuropathy, weakness, loss of appetite, nausea. But the lymphedema, yes, because it can help with the circulation in that arm. Again, it's not a quick fix. It does take some time, and it doesn't, it helps the body, recirculate all of that extra fluid in the body.
Yeah. I would imagine the chemical treatments that happen with specific diseases from cancer to others would really kind of, even though it's helping whatever it's trying to treat, would kind of throw the rest of your body off balance, right?
Right.
So you're, as I understand acupuncture, sort of, this is in layman's terms now because I'm definitely not a doctor, but it helps your electrical systems get synced up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is that a good way to think of it?
Yeah, because The electrical system, as I look at it, is the neurological system.
Yes.
Yep. And it's telling each of the others, it's signaling to each of the other systems, okay, this lymph needs to like activate and, you know, circulate. And the same with the cardiovascular system. It needs to bring more blood flow to the feet. You know, it, like the brain is kind of our main frame and the spinal cord as well. And so with that, you want to activate those certain systems and make sure that it speaks to the other systems. Because the like chemo and radiation are very specific and they're neurotoxins. And so we want to, and so it does throw the electrical system off.
You know? I would imagine, yeah. So I guess that would be very, it's so helpful then, because one of the things that I like about you is that you also have the Western medical background as a nurse.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, you understand when someone comes to you and says, I'm taking this treatment or this medication, that gives you a better understanding, yes?
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, patients are rushed, and so they, you know, in Western medicine, so they don't know exactly maybe what the medications are doing, and I can explain it to them, okay, it's affecting this, it's affecting this, and this is how we're going to counteract it, because the medications do need to work specifically on certain areas, but they, like, you know, you had mentioned it throws off other areas. So then we want to balance that area and make it stronger. So, you know, maybe the medication does work a little bit better, or, you know, maybe in the long run after treatments, they can discuss with their doctor, okay, I'm feeling like my blood pressure is better or my pain is better. Can we start to reduce these medications? So it is another way, you know, I always educate my patients, you know, talk to your doctor, especially, you know, have that communication with them. I don't feel comfortable on this medication. You know, are there other options? And, you know, mention to them that I am, you know, receiving acupuncture and I am starting to feel better. Can we reduce this or take it off?
Oh, so, yeah, great. Yeah. So that it's complementing each other, not working against each other.
Right.
Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She is the owner of Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. If you've got a question for her, 850-437-1620. Just text it on in. We've got another question for you. This is a good one. Can acupuncture help with ADHD?
Yes.
Really? See, I didn't know that.
So with acupuncture, and then we also pair it with herbal supplements as well. And yes, because that is another kind of electrical system, you
right?
know, and a lot of us have that, the ADHD, ADD, you know, or it's either.
And that's attention deficit disorder.
Yes. And so it's either diagnosed earlier in life, but then we're also finding that a lot more women and men with hormonal changes, especially in midlife, like 40s, 50s, 60s, are also being more diagnosed with ADD. And, you know, it's the chicken or the egg. Is it
right.
is it because of that or the hormonal changes? Is it because of life? Is it because
aging,
of
perhaps?
Yes, exactly. Because the hormones change the
brain.
And so, or is it just everything that's going, being being thrown at
and
us.
And having a phone in your hand
24/7. Yes, our attention span. You know, we're developing different parts of the brain, and other parts of the brain are not, are being underdeveloped now with all these other stuff.
Right.
So yes, it's appearing when I help people with ADHD or ADD, it's a pairing of acupuncture and then also herbal supplements. And of course, we talk about, you know, some lifestyle changes as well.
And you have some other treatments that you use there as well. Talk a little bit about some of those, too, that enhance the acupuncture.
Yes. So usually I will pair something we call ATP, bioresonance therapy, and it's a microcurrent, and it helps, again, kind of to rewire the neurological system, just calm the neurological system down so the connections are firing a lot better. Mm-hmm. And then also we have ozone, or O3 regenerative therapy, which
that's
is something
that sounds really interesting to
me. Yeah, because it's been used. The history of it is really interesting, because originally it was used in like World War I for
that long ago
for gangrene. Yeah, for
really?
And wounds. So you can use it with wounds because it's an antibacterial, it's an antiviral, and it helps like skin to regenerate.
Explain what it is.
So ozone, you know, ozone is first of all, it is toxic like to inhale, mm-hmm. but it does help. So oxygen is O2, mm-hmm. ozone is O3. So mm-hmm. we have an extra oxygen molecule. So first it goes into the body, and it's like an antioxidant. Mm-hmm. So we're helping, you know, kill bacteria, regenerate certain cells, and then also for viruses. So a lot of times we'll use it either in the ears or, you know, a lower level of it in the nose for allergies, for people suffering from long haul, like COVID symptoms, mm-hmm. For people that have, you know, just difficult, anything head
right.
stuff too.
Right.
But then we'll also use it to help with wounds as well. Mm-hmm.
That's so fast. It's really, mm-hmm. this whole topic is fascinating to me, because it's like a whole nother world of medicine that we have access to.
Right, right. There's so many different options that don't have to be, you know, prescription or surgical based. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes people just want more prevention. And then sometimes people are, hey, I'm just so sick of going to doctor's appointments, because a lot of our patients are retired, and their full-time job is going to doctor's appointments or running their caregiver, you know, they're mm-hmm. a caregiver, and they're mm-hmm. running their loved ones to doctor's appointments. You know, so I always say, you know, we got to also treat the caregiver and the patient, because, you know,
amen,
it's a symbiotic relationship,
having
right?
been a caregiver, yes.
Yeah, you got to treat both. You got to put your own oxygen mask on too.
So they both could come in for an appointment.
Oh my gosh, they could be treated in the same room if they want, but usually they don't, they want that time. Yeah, they want that time. So I do get couples that come in, and I'm like, well, do you want, and they're like, no.
We want separate rooms.
We just want our own treatments.
That's funny.
So, yeah, because there's another with fertility. We specialize.
Yeah, talk about that too, because I think last time you were here, we had several questions about that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just gonna start off that we got a positive pregnancy test yesterday.
So
it was great.
So gosh, that must feel wonderful.
It feels wonderful. And then we have to say, okay, the next step mm-hmm. is keeping you pregnant. So, because a lot of women suffer from multiple miscarriages. Mm-hmm. And so they have that high of like, I'm pregnant, you know, and then a few weeks later they may miscarriage, which is a very also sensitive topic. But I always tell my patients, okay, come in, you know, we pair it also if they're going through IVF, in vitro fertilization. So the chances are higher of the embryo implanting. But a lot of women also, you know, are waiting until later in life to have children. So it may be a little bit more difficult to get pregnant. But, you know, we've had, like I said, we've gotten numerous pregnancy, positive pregnancies,
That's
you know,
amazing.
After people have tried. We have a couple of patients that have had numerous miscarriages and, you know, now, you know, gave birth to healthy babies and everything. So that's really rewarding.
What do you think it is about acupuncture that makes that difference for people, for women?
So it helps, and you can even look at research. It helps to the quality of the eggs, because especially as we get, as we age, even into our 30s, women's quality of eggs decrease. Mm-hmm. And then also just multiple years of using birth control can really mix up the hormones in the body. So then when they're off birth control, even for a year, the body's like, I don't know what hormone to produce, and it's a little off. So our treatments help to regulate the hormones. They help with the uterine lining. They help just regulate, get everything back into balance. And a lot of times the women that come in are under a lot of stress, either because of work or their caregivers, or you know, or they're already moms but they're just trying to have another child and are having difficulty. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways it works in women's health. You know, it's a great also alternative for menopausal symptoms.
I was just
going to
say, it probably would help a lot with the menopause symptoms.
Yes, you know, it helps with the brain fog, hot flashes, you know, up and down moods, all that stuff, you know. Again, stress, you know. So
maybe the Father's Day gift should be to give the mother acupuncture.
Yes, right.
A gift certificate for acupuncture treatments.
You know, and the guy, the man may need, you know, some stress relief too.
True,
you
know? This is true.
It goes both ways, because they're having to deal with, you know, even both the infertility. It's very stressful for both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kidding aside.
Yes. Yeah. And menopause, it's stressful for everybody.
Everyone involved. All right. Well, I'm going to change subjects here real quick, because someone was asking to follow up on the ADHD question.
Yes.
What about children? Can children benefit? Mm-hmm. Do children do acupuncture?
Yes. Yeah. My youngest patient.
Or maybe how young can you?
Yeah. My youngest patient so far here has been 6 years old.
Mm.
And they did have, they were diagnosed already with some neurological issues. And so, yes, it can. And again, you know, when you come in, what we do is first schedule you for a consultation, and then I'll sit down with you and we'll talk for about 20, 30 minutes about what has been going on. And if I feel like I can help you, and you know, then I will let you know, and I'll tell you what we need to do to help and get to that point.
Okay, this is an interesting question, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Does acupuncture help with libido?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and that goes with the whole, you know, infertility, fertility, because a lot of women and men don't, you know, lose libido. But yes.
Well, it's stress related. I mean, anxiety
stress
and just so many
and
things.
Hormones
and, then when
and yep.
It's the whole package.
Yep. But yes, it does, because a lot of times that can be an underlying cause to other
right.
issues.
No, that makes perfect sense. So as we're wrapping up here, we've got a couple of minutes left. What about, so you said the person can come in for a consultation. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about pricing? And I understand that it's different for each person depending on what their treatment program might be.
Yep.
But in general, can you give us some general about what it costs to have acupuncture treatments?
So each of my patients, depending on what they're coming in for, and what I mean by that is if it's a more chronic condition, then we're going to need you to see you for, you know, a few times, even weeks. And sometimes I have patients that are here for like 4 or 5 months. So it is definitely an investment. You know, it can range to $1,000, it can range to $5,000. But to come in to see me, we are having, you know, for the summertime, it is a free consultation. So you can.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay. So you can kind of find out what it would cost.
Yeah. And so, because I'll develop a treatment plan specifically for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go over cost. We'll go over, you know, if your insurance covers anything. And then we'll go. So there's just no surprises when you do start. And because it's an investment in your health. And like I said earlier, you know, we focus on long lasting results. And so it is a commitment to your health and an investment. Yeah.
Okay. So talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons this morning with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. We're about to run out of time here. So we have probably about 30 seconds or so, maybe a little bit minute left. Anything you haven't touched on you'd like to mention?
No, but if anytime, you know, you have a question and want to come in and talk and see, you know, if we can help you and if, you know, we are the right fit, then our phone number is 850-530-1028.
All right. And do you have a website?
Yes. awpensacola.com.
Okay. awpensacola.com. And you can always call and ask questions. Yep. Ask for Dr. Rebecca Givens with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. You can also re-listen to this podcast. We'll put it on our website at newsradio923.com. In case you weren't taking notes, you can go back and re-listen to it. Thanks so much for being
Thank
here this
for
morning.
Having me.
So great to see you again. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.